We remember this day 50 years ago. It was a Friday like today at 12:30 p.m. our time when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated while en route to the Dallas Trademark in his motorcade.
President Kennedy and Jackie sat in the back seat of a convertible as crowds of people lined Houston Street. Suddenly, gunfire rang out and Kennedy's motorcade sped away. 2 hours later, Lyndon Johnson was sworn into office on Air Force One.
In the hours and days that followed, the country mourned the loss of America's second youngest president, a man who was known for his hopeful rhetoric. As part of our remembrance of John F. Kennedy, we'd like to hear your stories and memories from that day, November 22nd, 1963. You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. We want to know where you were when you first heard the news. What do you remember from that day and the days that followed? And do you have a story from a parent or a grandparent that you'd like to share? You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@WPR.org or go ahead and post on our Facebook page. And here to start us off is WPR's regional manager from Superior, John Munson. John, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, and how are you?
Doing okay. Well, you've got a memory that you shared with us this morning over email, and I'd like you to share it again. Do you remember what happened that day when Kennedy was assassinated?
Well, yeah, I was in the fifth grade, and the principal came into our classroom and spoke quietly to Mrs. Asp, my fifth grade teacher, and I remember that she had a real kind of funny expression on her face of surprise, and she announced to the class that the president had died. And I thought she meant President Eisenhower because I couldn't, at, you know, 10 years old people are the ones who die. You don't think about somebody who looked as vital and alive as President Kennedy did in those days that, you know, you wouldn't think of him dying. She didn't say the president was shot or assassinated. She said the president has died. I thought she meant President Eisenhower. And because he was an old man and, you know, you expected those things to happen.
Do you remember how you felt when you got home, when you talked to your parents?
Well, what happened next was she went and turned on the radio. All of the classrooms had radios, and normally they were set to listen to what was then the State Educational Network, because we got some classes through that. And so we listened to the radio for quite a bit of the rest of the day. And then when I went home, it was the TV was on. There was Walter Cronkite, you know, that whole thing. My mother was a huge, huge supporter of President Kennedy. And actually, it made the 1960 election was pretty interesting in our household because my father was a Nixon Republican. And so they were at odds during the election. She had she once took me to a Kennedy rally in Davenport, Iowa, and held me up so that I could see him. He spoke from the back of a hay wagon. So she was really a big Kennedy supporter. But my father was upset as well. I mean, this kind of thing, I don't care whether you liked Kennedy or not at the time. You know, the president of the United States was assassinated. He was gunned down in broad daylight on the street of a major United States city, and that was shocking to everyone. And I don't think I didn't really understand what was going on, but I took my cue from how my parents reacted, and we were all very sad and just stunned. I mean, it was just unbelievable that happened.
It was a nation in mourning and in shock. Well, John, I want to thank you so much for sharing your memories of that day. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been talking to John Munson, WPR's regional manager in Superior, and we'll get to your calls in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to Dean Kallenbach. This is WPR's regional manager in Eau Claire with his memory. Hi, Dean.
Hi, good to be with you.
Hi. What can you tell us about that day?
Well, I was in kindergarten. So I have the memories of a fifth grader, and what I remember, we had half-day kindergarten at the time, so I was actually probably riding the bus home at the time of the shooting. And by the time I came home and came into the house, it was unusual because I grew up on a dairy farm, and it wasn't usual that my dad would still be in for lunch at the time I got home, but he was sitting in front of the television, which was odd. And I remember eating my potato soup. I always link food to all of my key memories. I'm not sure why.
Huh.
But there was Walter Cronkite talking on the TV, and my mom and my dad were both watching, and I was astute enough, I'm sure, to understand that this was something very big and very different. The two other key memories from the situation I remember is Saturday morning not being able to watch cartoons because it was continuing coverage, and I remember watching the funeral and looking at the little boy who was like my age and thinking, oh, his dad died. That's pretty sad.
Wow.
And then finally, Franklin Elementary School, when we got back to school on Monday, there was a black ribbon on the American flag. And I, that ribbon stayed up there for a long time. I don't know if it was there for the rest of the school year, but that ribbon on the flag in the classroom was a constant reminder that the president had died.
I'm curious, Dean, is that one of your earliest memories?
Well, it's certainly up there. I mean, I remember a lot of things before that too, but I'm not sure how valid they all are. But this one, you know, there's this the visual of this is Walter Cronkite on the black and white TV, and that black ribbon hanging from the flag, which we saw every day when we pledged allegiance.
And one little boy watching another on TV. Dean,
yeah.
Thank you so much for telling your story. Appreciate you joining us.
Happy to do so.
I've been talking to Dean Kallenbach, WPR's regional manager in Eau Claire. And we'll take your phone calls now at 1-800-642-1234. Your memories of the day that Kennedy was assassinated. We go first to Joe in Prairie du Chien. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was 11. I remember we were sitting in the lunchroom, and our school secretary, Mrs. Merriweather, came in, and she said, "Children, the president's been shot. I want you all to go to your homerooms." It's odd. After 50 years, it still strikes me. But we went home, and I was watching TV the next day by myself in the living room, and I saw Ruby shot Oswald on TV. And the next spring, we always went to Texas to see our parents, or our grandparents, excuse me. And we would, my dad specifically got off the interstate, and we drove through Dealey Plaza that year. So.
Yeah.
It's poignant. It's a transitional thing in my life. I think a lot of people of my age feel the same.
That must have been powerful. And thank you so much for sharing those memories. We appreciate you calling today. And let's go next to Jill in Menominee, Michigan. Hi, Jill.
Hi. I just wanted to share that when I was about 6 years old and I was home from school and I had a earache, and I remember laying on the couch with the heating pad. And it was dark, so I remember the news coming across and my mother coming in, and she was my family were big Democratic Union people, so they were obviously a Kennedy supporter, and I remember the shock on her face. And I think at that young of an age, I realized that something big had really happened. And I remember going through the whole, what word would I use? The next week's events of watching, Mr. Kennedy, or President Kennedy, and his son. I remember saluting at the funeral and Jack Ruby and the whole, everything. And I just thought I'd share that because, now I'm 57 years old and that's still very vivid in my mind.
Isn't it interesting how these things happen, and it's something about that day just crystallized these memories, and it still has stayed with you so sharply. All right, well, Jill, thank you so much for your call. And next to Ken in Milwaukee. Hi, Ken.
Hello. I just had to call and tell you that I was in the classroom in Bethesda, Maryland, the suburb of Washington, right when that happened on that day. And I had seventh grade students, and we were talking away about, and all of a sudden in walked my assistant, my cooperating teacher, and she in charge of me, and she said, the president has been shot, to me, quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my goodness. And it didn't quite come out. And finally, the principal came on and mentioned that he noticed that the president had been shot, President Kennedy. And I'm telling you, that class just broke into tears.
Hmm.
It was seventh graders, and a lot of it, the girls especially, they just wept because they have quite a connection there in Washington area, and some of their parents worked down in the Capitol. And so this is the experience I had. It was a very sad thing, and I tried to comfort them.
What did you say?
Was
there anything that you could say to comfort them?
Oh, it might have been something. It was something that this has happened before and it's happened again, something like that, because we had the social studies class, And so I couldn't calm them down. I tried, but I could not calm them down.
Mm.
And they were just they broke into tears. That was it. Especially the girls. They could. And then the announcement, in walked my regular teacher, and she just said to her that, oh, the class, please calm down. It's just awful, I know. And that's it. And so we let them go. The bell rang, and they left. And I just said, well, I hope all will be well with you today, to them. I was just a student teacher, and I was trying to be nice to them and shocked, taking in the shock myself of living here. It was right in that city where he had been president.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you so much for that memory. Powerful one, and really affecting a lot of young people, as we heard today, who heard about it. And I want to thank you all for sharing with us. Thank you. As we remember John F. Kennedy's assassination 50 years ago today.